You're listening to SBS News.
At a Canberra bar in 2017, it's alleged a Liberal Party staff member reportedly touched a woman's leg, prompting her to file a report to police. Another victim is reporting she was attacked after a night out drinking with the alleged perpetrator while she was a coalition volunteer for the 2016 election campaign. These further details have been made public as another complainant, Brittany Higgins, prepares to make a statement to federal police about her alleged rape. A woman also came forward after her over the weekend, putting the spotlight on Canberra's reputation and whether it is a safe working environment for women. The Greens are seeking support for an independent inquiry, and Senator Larissa Waters is pushing for answers about whether the alleged offender is a current member of the Liberal Party.
We need a strong and independent culture review with a full examination of the inadequacies of the existing complaint system and a body that can both hear complaints and discipline members of Parliament when they are the abusers.
Labor MP Julian Hill agrees an independent investigation is needed, although several other inquiries into the culture in federal politics have also been launched.
We want to talk about cultural problems and where cultural problems stem from. Culture is set by leaders. Culture is set in the Liberal Party room by the tone that the leadership sets and who comprises that party room.
Labor Senator Penny Wong is accusing the Prime Minister Scott Morrison of contributing to the cover-up.
We know that at best Mr Morrison runs a government where the culture is don't ask, don't tell when it comes to serious criminal allegations. And at worst, Mr Morrison himself is part of the cover-up. But of course, there are human consequences to all of this.
During question time on Monday, the Greens asked Mr Morrison about the movements of the alleged perpetrator, such as which buildings he had since visited. The Prime Minister promised to make inquiries, and he later answered further questions from the opposition leader about alleged assault survivor Brittany Higgins.
The matters that have been raised are now the subject of a set of processes, and later this week I anticipate that the Special Minister of State, the Minister of Finance, will have concluded his consultations with all parties, both in this chamber and the other, to finalise the terms of reference and the independent process that will be followed in relation to these matters as a parliament.
Mr Morrison says he has acknowledged Ms Higgins didn't feel like there was adequate support for her, and he wants to address this issue.
I look forward to the police progressing this matter, Mr Speaker, and any other matters that may be related to this in terms of any other alleged offences, Mr Speaker, in relation to this individual. I note these other reports, and Mr Speaker, I look forward to the police taking these matters up, as it has always been the ministers who had knowledge of those things at the time who encouraged these matters to be taken forward to the police.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham has told the ABC it will be essential to change workplace culture in the wake of the alleged crimes.
The Parliament should be a place that leads by example in terms of providing for that safety, and that is clearly work that we have to do right across party lines, free of politics, to provide an environment where these things are far less likely to occur.
The focus on the power imbalance in politics intensified when Brittany Higgins said she initially chose not to complain to police because she thought her job could be at risk. She was working for Defence Minister Linda Reynolds at the time of the alleged assault. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has welcomed Ms Higgins' plans to make a statement to Australian Federal Police this week.
People should have respect, and certainly should have respect for women. The women who work in this workplace, and every workplace, deserve that respect.
Independent MP Zali Steggall says all genders need their rights protected in the workplace, but admits it's a male-dominated environment. She is concerned these alleged crimes haven't been properly investigated and is calling for stronger accountability.
It is really important to come forward with your story, to come forward so that we can make sure that we draw a line in the sand and this place does not have these incidents anymore, and that perpetrators are brought to justice.
Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1800RESPECT on 1800 737 732. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News. We'll be right back.